This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Get ready for some windy weather over the next 24 hours. The Weather Service has forecasted wind gusts between 40 to 60 miles per hour, and they could impact driving conditions. Be prepared for downed power lines, tree branches, or utility poles. Caltrans has a free traffic app you can download, QuickMap, that will alert you to hazards on local roadways. The commercial crab fishing season opened today, just not off the Humboldt County or Del Norte County coasts. Crab boats from Sonoma County South will head out for the first catch of the season, while locally we await the results of further testing of crab for domoic acid, which nearly wiped out last year's commercial season. The acid flourishes in warm ocean waters, and levels found in crab during tests conducted at the end of October and the beginning of this month remain too high locally. If you do purchase crab caught from waters to the south, you are encouraged to dispose of the viscera. The CHP is investigating a single-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 just south of Leggett that sent a Willits man to the hospital with serious injuries. Truck driver John Turner allowed his semi to drift off the roadway yesterday, and it rolled down a steep embankment. Turner suffered severe injuries and had to be airlifted to the hospital for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor, and the cause is under investigation. The city of Eureka will install a new type of traffic signal at four intersections in the city next week. The work will begin on Monday, and traffic lights at Harris and E Streets, Harris and F Streets, as well as at Booner and H and I Streets will be changed. They will feature a new flashing yellow arrow that will provide more opportunities for drivers to make turns. Detours will be in place while the work is completed. The Humboldt County Fair will have 7 days of horse racing next August, and those race dates will be unopposed by any horse racing in the rest of the state. That's the first time it's happened since 2010, and it means the fair will see increased revenue from the races than in past years. The fair will run from August 15th through the 26th, an earlier start from last year when it conflicted with the opening of the school year. The sheriff's office continues its search for two additional suspects wanted in connection with two armed robberies in the Hoopa area earlier this month. On Monday, the sheriff's office, as part of the investigation, conducted a maximum enforcement day in and around Hoopa. Deputies searched the residence of Harvey Cruz Jr. on Moon Lane in Hoopa and found several AR-15-type rifles, including one that had been illegally altered, along with a tactical vest, high-capacity magazines, and drug paraphernalia. And the search for others connected to the armed robberies on Bear Road and at a marijuana grow continue. There are two wildfire safety workshops scheduled for the rest of the week, and tomorrow, county staff will host a workshop in Blue Lake at Greenpoint Elementary School from 5:30 until 7. On Saturday, the Fire Safe Council will host a wildfire preparedness workshop in Arcata at the D Street Neighborhood Center from 2 until 4 p.m. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.